This is Tom Rowe with the WJXC News for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wjxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wjxc.org. Melanie Lekosovic is reporting in the Daily Mail that a leak in an underground water pipe led to the shutdown of Route 385 or Washington Avenue in the village of Athens on Tuesday, September 8th. Village officials were aware for some time of a leakage problem within the village. The New York Rural Water Association was called in to determine the severity of the problem after officials noticed the water plant was producing significantly more water than usual. Mayor Chris Feister said about the leak that closed Route 385 on Tuesday, quote, "The size and intensity of this leak is something we just became aware of," unquote. Only a service line was affected, not the main water line, so it did not require water service to be shut off to homes or businesses. Town and village employees and workers from VRI Environmental Services, the village's water plant operator, collaborated on the repair job. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Voters affiliated with political parties in 6 voting districts in Greene County and 12 Columbia County districts, as well as throughout Albany County, go to the polls for primary election day Thursday, September 10th. In Albany County, challenger Dan Egan and incumbent Dan McCoy are in the running for Albany County executive. In Greene County, in the town of Cairo, town supervisor candidate Daniel Benoit faces a write-in challenge for his place on the conservative line. In the three-way Legislative District 6 race for the independence line, Sylvia Hasenkoff is running against Bill Lawrence and Harry Lennon. Town of New Baltimore, the superintendent of highways candidates Dennis Jordan and Alan Van Warmer will vie for the independence line. In the town of Windham, endorsed conservative candidates in 3 races face write-in primaries, including town clerk candidate Bonnie Pomel, town supervisor candidate Robert Pelham, and town council candidates Carl Gonzalez and Donald Murray Jr. In Columbia County and the city of Hudson, both Democrat and Republican primaries are scheduled. In the first ward, Democrats Rick Rector, Michael O'Hara, and Nick Haddad face off in their pursuit of 2 common council seats. There is also a 3-way race in the city's fourth ward among Democrats Lawrence Galera, Rich Volo, and Alexis B. Keith for the common council. Republicans have 2 primary races in the fourth and fifth wards. With the exception of Common Council candidate Derek Smart in the 4th Ward, the remaining 3 spots on the GOP line will be determined by the write-in vote. In the town of New Lebanon, challenger Colleen Teal has forced a primary against incumbent town supervisor Mike Benson for the Republican line, and town clerk candidate Jen Kelly faces a write-in challenge for her spot on the independence line. In the town of Greenport, town supervisor candidate Tim Shook faces a write-in challenge for his place on the working families line, as does town supervisor candidate Ed Nabazi on the Independence Party line. Town council candidate Keith Mortafolio and a write-in candidate are also seeking a spot on the independence line. Town of Kinderhook, there is 1 Independence Party primary scheduled. Jeffrey Olulet, Timothy Ooms, and Deborah Simonser Meyer are competing for 2 spots on the ballot in the race for town council in Kinderhook. In the town of Stuyvesant, there is 1 Independence Party primary scheduled. Kelly Williams, Edson Folmsby, and Thomas Burrell are competing in a 3-way race for 2 spots on the ballot for the race for town council. The primary election polls are open Thursday, September 10th from noon to 9 p.m. Jeffrey Wagner is reporting at Capital Confidential that recent rulings by the National Labor Relations Board, combined with changing technologies, make it legal for a public worker to use his or her state email and telephone to do union work. In December, the NLRB held that employees have the right to use company-provided email systems during non-working times to engage in union activities. In April, the board entitled unions to use employee phone numbers and personal email addresses. Employees can now communicate anonymously about working conditions, issues, and even gather electronic signatures for a union petition. If virtual organizing takes hold, union membership could radically increase in the USA, according to Wagner. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The village of Chatham holds a public hearing for the franchise renewal for cable television services to Charter Communications. That's at 7 p.m. Thursday, September 10th at the Tracy Memorial Hall. There's a PDF of Charter's proposal online at the newsroom.wgxc.org site and on the Village of Chatham's website. A regular meeting of the Chatham Board of Trustees will immediately follow the public hearing Thursday. Public meetings today, Wednesday, September 9th, in Athens, the Village Board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center. In Catskill, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall. Claremont has a Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. Columbia County's Board of Supervisors meets at 7:30 p.m. on State Street. Copake has a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m., an Environmental Committee meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copake. In Ghent, the Planning Board has an Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall. In Hudson, there's a Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting at 6 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson. Hudson's Planning Board also meets at 6 p.m., but that's at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. In Jewett, there's a Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. In Kinderhook, the Town 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meets at 7 p.m., and also the Village Board meets and has a budget hearing at 7 p.m. in Kinderhook. National Weather Service in Albany has a hazardous weather outlook for the region today, as there could be numerous scattered thunderstorms that might produce strong gusty winds, showers, and possible short-term flooding. High today should be near 89 and low around 67 tonight. Thursday showers are also likely, possibly a thunderstorm. High near 75 on Thursday, at a low around 59. Friday, a small chance of showers too, with a high near 76 and a low around 56. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.